Welcome to the Pine Row Podcast. We're your hosts, Amber
and Mackenzie. Grab your coffee and let's cover all things ranging from kids, classroom, and business.
We're here to help you navigate the feral children and guide you through a day of what play-based learning looks like.
Let's pitch the old ways of learning and get children empowered and hands-on with their own learning.
Now let's get started and calm the chaos. So we're going to talk about a typical day at Pine Row.
Yes. I feel like it's one of our most asked questions when we have people enrolling is like, what does your day look like? Can I just send my kid from 9 to 11? Are they going to learn anything if I'm late in the morning? Are we missing stuff if I drop them off at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, that's definitely one of our, I guess, most requested questions that we have.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about how play-based is amazing because it doesn't matter that they weren't here right at 7:30 when we open and they didn't get here until 9. They're not going to lose any learning, I guess is a good way to put it.
Yeah.
They're still going to be able to get playtime in the classroom. They're still going to be able to get playtime outside.
Mm-hmm.
They're still learning.
Yep. All day long.
So a typical day in Pine Row is we open at 7:30 in the morning. And usually it's me from 7:30 till 8. And if I have some that get there that early and I have some that we kind of just trickle in throughout the morning, whatever fits the parents' schedules. And at 7:30 we open, the children come into the classroom, and then it's basically what a typical classroom would call be free play.
Yeah. And then, let's see, I get there at like 8 and we usually try to have some sort of activity set up that the kids can come and go as they please. They can come to the table. They can do this activity for 2 minutes and leave and then come back. Just something to try to get them all engaged with something at the same time.
And then around 8:30-ish, heavy on the ish, depending on the morning.
I feel like we've been all over the place with this one.
Yeah. I mean, and our start time in the beginning of the year is always different than where we're at right now.
Yeah.
So most of the time, the kids don't want to eat around 8:30. They would rather play. So breakfast has been getting pushed to like 9:30 some mornings. Yes. Just because, I mean, it's giving children more time in the classroom. They have the ability to stay more focused on task in the classroom. So yes, we usually have to negotiate times with them on when they want to clean
out.
All right,
guys, we'll have 10 more minutes and then we'll eat breakfast. All right, 10 more minutes.
And then after we do breakfast, we usually go outside and explore outdoor classroom.
Yes. And then usually when we're outside, we just kind of go with what the kids are. We kind of feel them out and see, like, what they're thinking. Like, do we want to go out to the barn and do something? Do we want to go out to the chickens? Do we want to go to our nature classroom? It's all just what they're interested in that day.
And then we base our activities and their learning off of what they want that day. Like, the one day they didn't want to be in the outdoor classroom in, like, our play area that we have fenced off for them. They wanted to go on a hike, so we went on a color hike, and we practiced our colors on our way, walking around in our trails.
Yes. And I love when we go on hikes, too, because then it's like they're out there, and they're like, oh, look at this stick, look at this grass, look at this leaf, the shape of this leaf is different than this one, like,
airplane.
Yeah. We have lots of airplanes that fly over and it grabs their attention every single time.
And it never fails when we're back hiking that we get to the back of the woods and we're on a trail and somebody decides that we're all of a sudden on a bear hunt.
Yep. And everybody's yelling, there's bears, I just saw one.
And they're trying to scramble everywhere. It gets a little chaotic, but super funny at the time.
Yes. I think one of my favorite things that we've done on our hikes outside was the day that we built the bridge. We came to this creek in the back, and the kids decided that they were going to find the biggest logs to put across the little creek and build a bridge so that we could walk over it. That was one of my faves.
Yeah, and I think my favorite of that is 10 feet to the left of us was the actual bridge that we could have crossed over.
But where's the fun in that?
Right? Whose teamwork makes the dream work?
Yes.
And I mean, we had our 18 months at the time, yes. our youngest children picking up little tiny sticks and adding it to their little
yes.
blockage that they had going on to cross the creek.
Yes.
Yes, I love that. That's fun.
So after we kind of explore in the outdoor classroom, usually around like, let's say 11:30, 11:45, we always try to like get the kids all back to one place and do a gathering. So it could be inside, outside. I mean, that's the beauty of our classroom is whatever we do inside, we can do outside.
Absolutely. And our gathering would basically be equivalent to like a small circle time
yeah.
in a different classroom. You yeah. just call it something different. So we gather the children and we do a recall of what we did that day. We'll do highs and lows. We'll talk about what we liked doing, what we didn't like doing that morning.
I think what our favorite game right now is good news, bad news. They always want to play good news, bad news.
Yes, which came from a former Pine Row preschool yes. child who went off to kindergarten this year.
Yes, but yeah, that's something that we do almost every day. The kids will tell us something good that has happened or something bad. Once the chickens hatched, I think every single one of them had the same answer and they all just balked at us.
It was just balk.
Balk.
What's your good news? Balk. What's your bad news? Cheep, cheep. Okay, moving yeah. on, chicken.
Right?
So once we navigate through lunch, heavy on the ish on all these times, though, because sometimes we have children that need it at that exact moment. Sometimes we can flex our times a little bit.
Yeah.
And so lunch usually wraps up around 12:45, around that time. And yes. then we'll have the children dismissed from lunch. Anyone that needs a nighttime pull-up on to go to nap or rest time, we'll do that. We'll do cleanup. And then they go to their beds and make their own beds.
Yep.
And then we'll transition into a rest time.
Rest time. Which our rest time, I feel like, is all over the place. I mean, technically, by law, we have to have them on their beds for so many minutes, but sometimes we just have kids that don't like to sleep.
And that's okay.
We have little baggies of stuff that they can do quietly on their beds while some of the other children that need or want a nap can rest their bodies.
And sometimes one of us breaks out the non-nappers and we get to go be free yes. outside while the other nappers are yes. napping. It's my favorite
sweet
in summer.
Time.
Right? When we can open up the sliding doors down because it opens up right to our outdoor classroom. So we'll open it up and they can go be free.
Yes.
And go
feral
swing.
Animals.
Swing, play in the sandbox.
Yes.
Whatever they want to do while the nappers are napping.
Right. And then typically after rest time, when everybody is awake, we like to do an afternoon snack with the kids. And then after the snack until pickup, which pickup is at 4:30, they are just kind of exploring either the outdoor classroom or the indoor classroom.
Or we take that chance to go out to the barn again.
Yes.
Or out to our nature classroom.
Which usually at the end of the day, we take all of our leftovers that the kids didn't eat that day and take it out to our chicken coop. So that our chickens can have our scraps. And then they always want to collect the eggs that were laid that day. And that's always one of my favorite games is collect the eggs. Now let's count them and let's look at the difference in sizes of these eggs. And this egg is white. This egg is brown. This one is speckled.
Or we navigate to the barn where the kids will help me do PM chores, even though it's hours earlier before I feed the horses. But our kids know, like, what the internal lines of our feed scoops means and like how many lines to count for each horse and mm-hmm. what grain or hay pellets that the horses get and their supplements.
Yeah.
And they know that the cow gets a different type of food and she has to put hers in a lower bucket.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, topping waters off galore.
Yes.
Or scrubbing buckets is our favorite activity.
They love scrubbing buckets.
So, I mean, we head into barn chores. Sometimes it's even mucking stalls, though. The kids will muck a stall all day.
Yes.
If you let them. Half the time, we're like, all right, guys, let's wrap this up.
We need to go now.
This was fun, and I appreciate it, but let's move on.
Yes.
They have so much responsibility when they get into the barn. They're like, all right, let's do this. We got this.
And recently, me and Mackenzie were just talking about that when we get out into the barn, we can see these children's faces like light.
Always.
They are so empowered. They're so confident out there that you can see it switch from just like our normal, typical, everyday stuff in the classroom to going out in the barn, and it's like they're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
They own this. It's their show. It's their barn. Yep. They run this, and it's everyone. It's not just like a couple kids. Like, nope. Every single one loves to be in that barn. And since we put up the new horse riding arena, it's now the horse riding arena.
Yep.
They want to climb over the gates. They want to open the gates. They want to run around the barrels. Mm-hmm. They want to back into the boxes and pretend they're horses and run out like they're roping a steer. Like, you name it. These children are thriving out there.
Yes, they are. I love when they always have the barrels down and then they have to pretend that they're horse or they're on a horse, but the barrel is the horse.
They're always crazy.
They're always crazy.
But I mean, laugh. But in hindsight,
they're practicing balance. It's
large motor skills.
Yeah.
It's full body experiences because they'll put 3 or 4 on a barrel.
Yep.
And it is, you got to shift everybody's weight.
And they got to figure out how they can all balance together or rock together to keep that barrel up and stay up on that barrel.
And little learners. They're so cute.
Yes.
Out there in their own little barrels.
Right.
I mean, that would be a typical day at Pine Row. Every day changes according to where the kids' interests are,
mm-hmm.
where they want to do that day. We always do a projected lesson plan for the week. I can tell you that we've never, never followed it to a T.
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
We gather ideas on what they might be interested in, and we set it up in the classroom, in the outdoor classroom,
mm-hmm.
and little activities, but they take it wherever they want to. Yep. We roll with it.
Yep.
And put whatever learning we need to practice on
right.
in those moments.
And our indoor classroom is set up so that we have like the different areas so that they can still learn with whatever they're doing. Like we have the art center where they have access to construction paper, scissors, markers, crayons, colored pencils, rulers, a little bit of everything. We have like a science area. We have the block area. We have dress up. And Amber and I think we're a little crazy sometimes with how often we're changing everything just to keep the kids interested in the stuff. And yeah, we're always changing the room around to make it better for the kids and changing out the toys. And
I think our parents are the one that think we're crazy, because that morning at drop off, it'll be one way, and that way at pickup, it'll be completely different.
I think that was one of my favorite things, is one of the parents was like, I always love, you know, the difference from morning drop off to morning pickup, because it's always different.
You never like, know what you're going to get.
Yes.
But we just thought we'd tune in and share a little bit about what our day might look like and share a little bit of learning that we have here at Pine Row.
If you enjoyed what you heard here today, we would love for you to share this podcast and leave us a review.
Please feel free to follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Pine Row Preschool and Childcare, or our website, www.pinerowpreschool.com, where we share our philosophy in action.
Until next time, calm your chaos.